Welcome home, all of you. And welcome home, all of you who are joining us online. Today, we are celebrating FCC's 17th anniversary. As we remember God's goodness to us over the years, I think especially over this year, as we encounter unexpected challenges. Today is also the first time, after a long time, that some of our congregants are able to gather here in this space, in our physical premises at One Commonwealth. And so I want to bid you a very warm welcome. Thank you for being our first official congregants back here. I also want to bid a very warm welcome to those of you who are joining us online, because we are actually joining together in worship as one people, regardless of where we are. And so I hope that this will be a meaningful time of worship together, even as we gather to remember what God has done for us. What have your encounters been like with God over this 1 year? As a church, we have encountered God in surprising ways, in new and surprising ways. You know, the Israelites encountered God in many ways throughout their journeys. And today we want to read excerpts from Exodus chapter 13 and 14 as we trace the parallels of their journeys with ours.
A reading from Exodus chapter 12 to 14, part 1. And then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron in the night and said, "Rise up, go away from my people, both you and the Israelites. Go worship the Lord as you said. Take your flocks and your herds as you said, and be gone, and bring a blessing on me too."
The Lord went ahead of them. God guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud and provided light at night with a pillar of fire. And this allowed them to travel by day or by night. And the Lord did not remove the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire from its place in front of the people.
The Egyptians chased after them with all the forces in Pharaoh's army, all his horses and chariots, his charioteers and his troops. The Egyptians caught up with the people of Israel as they were camped beside the shore of Phi Hahiroth, across from Baal Zephon.
As Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and panicked when they saw the Egyptians overtaking them. They cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, "Why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? What have you done to us?"
"Why do you make us leave Egypt? Didn't we tell you this would happen while we were still in Egypt? We said, 'Leave us alone, let us be slaves to the Egyptians. It's better to be a slave in Egypt than a corpse in the wilderness.'"
But Moses told the people, "Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord will fight for you. Just stay calm."
Sometimes, even with God's pillar of cloud and fire accompanying us, we falter. We falter because we imagine the sea in front of us as an obstacle that we cannot overcome. We see the desert ahead as too trying and too difficult for us, and it's easier to remain where we are. We falter because we fear the unknown and would rather return to the past, no matter how bad it was, because it was something at least we are familiar with. Some Israelites would rather serve and remain as slaves rather than to head towards the future God is beckoning them to. But there are always those who tell us, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and we will see the deliverance of the Lord. You only need to be still." We could not have imagined the journey that we have taken from Zion Road, Utley Art, the Attic, Yangtze, and Aljunied, till we are here at One Commonwealth. We have witnessed God's steadfast love that is faithful and new every morning. So as we gather, may the Spirit work within us. And as we gather, may we glorify God's name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came.
So this morning, we want to invite you in a time of worship together. it'll be slightly different from what you might be familiar with, because according to advisories at the moment, we are not allowed to sing as a congregation. But what I want to invite you to think about creative ways to worship together. You can hum, right? If you want, you can stand or even kneel or use your actions to express your worship, right? There are many different ways that we can express our worship of our beings. And I think this year has been a challenge for us as to how do we worship with our whole beings, all of our hearts, our minds, our souls. And so join us in this time of worship as we sing, as we gather.
As we gather for the very first time, after a very long time, let us allow and invite God into this space, allowing the Holy Spirit to move among us, to touch us, to speak to us in its own precious way. As we gather, may your Spirit walk within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Let's sing it again. As we gather, may your Spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came, oh Lord. We'll be blessed because we came. Lord, we come with a heart of gratitude, grateful for life, for health. Through this epidemic, you have taught us so much during the year to love differently, to appreciate, and also form new ways to connect with others. Today, we offer our hearts to you.
Good morning, Church. I'm Mark, and I'll be your guide for prayer today. May I invite everyone to just close your eyes and take a few breaths and prepare ourselves for prayer. Lord, we honor you, our Creator, who formed us with love and breathed life into us. Your Spirit moves and flows through the four corners of the earth. There is no place on earth where you are not present. You reside in every breath we take. Wherever we are right now, whether here in church, at home, in any part of the world right now, there is no place your holy presence isn't present. And for that, Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in the ordinary, everyday of our lives. Thank you for giving us hope when hope was wanting. Thank you for giving us wisdom when self-doubt prevailed. Lord, we look to you and give you praise for breaking the chains of enslavement in our lives, inviting us to walk with you and with each other on this journey of freedom. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with everything we need to be happy and free, to live our lives, to carry out your work, to learn and to grow in wisdom. As a church, Lord, we say thank you. Lord, your ways are higher than our ways, and we, Lord, we ask that you forgive us for the times we see only what we want to see and leaned only on our own understanding. Forgive us for not always listening and following your guidance and your Spirit. Forgive us, Lord, as a church, for the times we were not ready to be whom you've called us to be, for the times we do not honor your commandments. Lord, we pray and ask for your forgiveness. Lord, we have so much to learn what it means to love ourselves and each other. We have so much to learn. Lord, we commit ourselves to you once again and ask that you teach us. Grant us, Lord, the courage to live authentically, in truth and in spirit. Help us to take each step, each day, with humility and hope. Lord, we pray for relief and healing for those who need it among us. Each one of us carries in our hearts so much. The pains and the failures, the doubts and uncertainties that sometimes we carry with us secretly in our hearts. Lord, we pray and ask that your light will shine forth in our lives. Lord, we acknowledge the brokenness of creation. But as a church, we are your body of Christ in this world today. We are your expression of love. So heal us, help us as we commit ourselves to you once again. All our shortcomings and constraints will not stand in the way. We are, Lord, your people, your children, your body of Christ. Lord, help us to be the beacon of light and hope that we were meant to be. Lord, all this we pray in Jesus' name.
There's only one reason why Auntie Fel's up here on stage. It means that there's an action song. Okay, but as Pauline said, there are many forms of worship, and one of which is by action. So today, I'm going to teach you a sign language to a very simple song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Okay, but of course, I'll just go through some of the actions and to teach you before we actually play the song. For those at home, please watch my fingers. Okay, so Jesus is like that. Okay, if y'all can just do it with me. Jesus, because Jesus died on the cross for us, so there's nails. Loves, it's quite simple, just love me, just point to me. This I know. So what I tell the remote kids, it's Pac-Man, close mouth, put it in your forehead. So this I know. So it's Jesus loves me, this I know. Very good. So y'all can actually take over me already. Okay, so the next one is for the Bible. Bible is Jesus's book. Okay, so for the Bible tells, put it on your lip or your mask, tells me so. Okay, so little ones, little Emma's here. I see little Emma somewhere. Little ones to him belong. So you put a crab like movement and it goes up, goes down. So it's belong. They it's a semicircle. But Charlie in Rainbow Kids likes to call it a semicircle sphere. So they, little ones who seem belong, they are weak. So it's like a person falling down. Fell down. They are weak, but he got there is strong. So all the gym rats, all that strong, flex your muscle. Okay, so the chorus. So I teach the kids, yes. Do you want ice cream? Yes. Yes. And Jesus loves me. So repeat again, yes. Jesus loves me. Yes. Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Simple, right? Okay, so anytime when you're ready, Gary.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. bless me. The Bible tells me so.
Rejoice, rejoice, united by the love.
in the love of our God.
Exodus chapter 12 to 14, part 2. Then the angel of God, who had been leading the people of Israel, moved to the rear of the camp. The pillar of cloud also moved from the front and stood behind them.
The cloud settled between the Egyptian and Israelite camps. As darkness fell, the cloud turned to fire, lighting up the night. But the Egyptians and the Israelites did not approach each other all night.
Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land. So the people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground, with walls of water on each side.
Then the Egyptians, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots and charioteers chased them into the middle of the sea. But just before dawn, the Lord looked down on the Egyptian army from the pillar of fire and cloud, and God threw their forces into total confusion.
"Let's get out of here, away from these Israelites," the Egyptians shouted. "The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt."
But the people of Israel had walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground, as the water stood up like a wall on both sides. And that is how God, the Lord, rescued Israel from the hand of the Egyptians that day.
Learning how to be in community with our differences is one of the biggest obstacles we face. And very often, we have to unlearn what we have learned, unlearn what it means to have someone who is different from you, and unlearn seeing them as enemies. We follow a scandalous Christ who was called a glutton, a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. When Jesus sat at the table and broke bread with tax collectors, Pharisees, rich elites, poor peasants, and even one who will betray him, he proclaimed that God's scandalous love transcends all boundaries. These people experienced God and God's grace and shared in God's kingdom, kingdom without a G. Through these occasions of sharing food, women and men experienced God, a kingdom where all are welcome, worthy, and invited. Jesus taught followers to resist the divisions, injustice, and violence of society. They lived out an alternate reality, this kingdom of God, a place of love, justice, and mutuality. And this is what we try very hard to live out as Free Community Church.
And this year, I think just like the Israelites who faced insurmountable, it feels like, obstacles, we have faced many obstacles as well, I'm sure, in your individual lives and also as a community. I don't know what you have been through this year. Maybe for some of you, you've been struggling with your jobs or even the uncertainty of the future when it comes to your living. For some of us, I know you've been struggling with health issues. For some, it was relationship issues, as a lot of the dynamics and things have been changing in our families, in our workplace, among our friends. And so in the midst of seemingly insurmountable obstacles, what is God speaking to us today? As a community, in our individual personal lives, what is God challenging us to do today? For the Israelites, when the people of Israel saw the mighty power that the Lord had unleashed against the Egyptians, they were filled with awe before God. Filled with awe before God. If anything, I hope that this year was a year where we were filled with awe before God, when we were facing insurmountable challenges, when we looked around at the world and that everything seemed to be falling apart, and yet we can continue to meet together as a community, where we can continue to be sustained in our individual lives, in our family lives, in our community lives, that to me filled me with awe before God. And I hope that that's the same for you. And I hope that inspires us, like the Israelites did, to put their faith in God. And I pray that this season of our lives as a church will inspire us even more to put our faith in God, no matter what comes. That we know that we have God and we have one another. God will make a way where there is no way. Always. Always. And I hope that that's what we saw, especially this year.
Today, we have six people amongst us who have decided to be baptized and to signify their commitment to be part of God's kingdom. So before we go into the baptism liturgy, we would like to invite two of them to share first. Karen?
Hi, morning. Okay, that works. Thanks for giving me time to share my reflections. I just want to say this real quick. I converted to Christianity when I was 10. But it was only like 4 years ago that I felt the calling to get baptized. I can't really explain it. I just wanted to. It was a yearning in my chest that I really needed to say. For many, including my sister and my mom, it was easy enough. You express interest, you go for baptismal classes, and you're in. I tried to do the same, but I wanted to bring my whole self. I didn't want to hide my orientation, and I didn't want to hide any part of myself. The church I attended said no, and many tried to intercede on my behalf. My sister, my brother-in-law, and even a colleague. But to no avail. That's when I remembered many years ago a place called Safe Haven. I attended it once at Zion Road, and it's funny, only when I came here that I realized it's the same place, right? I was the only female, and it felt weird to me, so I didn't go back. Shortly after that, a colleague also told me, hey, remember this guy came from FCC to this Pride event? Maybe you should go check out that church. And that's when I came. So, spoiler alert, I came, I attended one service on my own, and then I told Christine about it, and she said, like, accompany me here. And she did. To be honest, it took some getting used to. I came from a church where it was like a slick production. There were symphonies during worship. It was like a full-on, like, fully, like, newly employed, like, a full-employed AV crew. And I found it hard here to focus a little bit and get in the mood, right? Because there's a broken clicker, or the mics will either not be working or be electrocuting the pastors. And the lyrics aren't moving along coherently, like, you know, in sync. And out of frustration, one day I told Christine, I whispered to her this, in my self-serving, very arrogant manner, I said, this is the last service I attend here, last one. I can't focus, everything is like breaking down. These people are great, but I can't. And then minutes after I made that self-serving whisper to Christine, Pauline started her sermon. And her sermon was about how being part of the church is not sitting there and just taking messages and absorbing and like enjoying the music and the moment and the vibes. It was about wanting to be part of the community, is about wanting to serve. And I realized, like, the other church who refused to baptize me and judge me, I was judging this church like I was better, I was too good for it. I failed to see the log in my own eye when I pointed out the speck in the eye of the pastor of the other church. And so I am very proud to say, I've lost my train of thought here, even though I have paper. So not so easy running these things. Serving in church, right? Yeah. By that time, we were already helping out with Dirty Hands, helping Madam Wong with cleaning her house, doing a small part, like where everyone else has done so much for her. And doing a part with and for FCC. I never wanted to do anything in my previous church, and that was like God cleaning out the dirt in my eye and showing me that this is where I should build my spiritual home. I'm grateful that I found FCC. I'm an introvert, so I'm not super outgoing, and I am quite awkward with small talk. I'm not very good at it. But just know that I love the work that you do here. The inclusion, the safe space you've built here, and I count myself very, very blessed. And I've learned to find the charm in how this whole place is run by volunteers, powered by deep love, empathy, care, and prayers. And the heart, in the lack of the slickness, there's heart, there's so much heart. And I'm very, very honored that you have given me a place here among you to celebrate a God of love, light, and kindness for all. Thank you.
Hello. Hi, I'm Celeste, and I'm so happy to be here. Although I'm a little bummed out because I missed to be baptized on 10-10-2020. But I'm so happy because I know Jesus' love for me and his unconditional love. And I just want to be committed fully. And I just want to say positive things today because I'm just very grateful that I found Free Community Church, because although I've been a Christian all my life and I've been going in and out of church, but I just go in and out, just in and out. It wasn't a community for me anyway. I don't think they even knew my name. But the moment I went, I came here to Free Community Church, I felt very, like I did not feel like it was moralistic, because I feel like being moralistic will bring condemnation at the same time. But I felt that a sense of self-worth, I am equal to everybody, and always not being judged. So I'm very happy to that I found this church and this sense of community. And I know that I would like to serve more and be more involved in the church, because you're doing so many good things, and it encourages me to want to also be involved. So most importantly, I want to thank the people who have brought me to this place. Obviously, my mom. She's been always so encouraging in my faith, but not forceful. And she let me find my own way. And of course, to Pastor Pauline and Mia, who are so inclusive and welcoming. And of course, Jeffrey, my sponsor and mentor, who allowed me to teach yoga here, which is life-changing. And of course, people who have been so welcoming to me. So it's a happy day because Jesus washed all my sins away. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy and David.
Thank you.
Now we will go through the liturgy for the baptism, and may I invite the baptism candidates to come forward and line up here. Two rows facing us. Yeah. Might you stand here? Yeah. No.
Two rows.
Yeah, correct, correct. Celeste, you mind standing? Okay. Okay, can, like that, can. Yeah. So, okay.
Okay, are you ready? Yeah. We have confessed many understandings of baptism, sacrament, symbol, sign. Some of us were baptized before we remember, others only later when we said, I believe. Whether immersed, poured upon, or sprinkled, it is your action, gracious God, that defines our baptism. Having put off the old nature, we have been clothed with Christ.
There's no longer Jew or Greek. There's no longer slave or free. There's no longer male and female. For we are all one in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. Behold, God is making all things new.
In baptism, we honor possibility and celebrate the sacredness of life. Let this be water be for us a sign of our desire to join together in our love for God and for one another.
Siblings in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are joined into Christ's holy church. We share in the story of God's mighty acts of salvation and receive new birth through water and the Spirit.
Those who are baptized and who would like to renew your baptismal vows are invited to join the baptism candidates in your responses.
At this moment, I want to invite the sponsors of the baptism candidates to stand. Today is rather special, different, because usually we have the sponsors stand next to the candidates that they are sponsoring. But because of COVID-19, there's no way we can do this without violating safe distancing measures. So we'd like to invite the sponsors to stand. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm trying to see up. Thank you, Sean and Jeffrey. I was counting like, okay. To the six of you, do you desire to be baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ?
Do you promise, by the grace of God, to be Christ's disciple, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best as you are able?
Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow in the Christian faith and to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and furthering Christ's mission in all the world?
All present here, meaning all of you who are seated and all of you online at home too, will you witness this new beginning in our newly baptized friends? Will you keep them in your prayers, help them, share with them your ministry, bear their burdens, and forgive them and encourage them?
We will. Thank you. God, bless this water by the power of your Holy Spirit. May it remind us that we have been born again into new life, that we may remain faithful until we are reunited with you in the life to come. Amen.
Amen.
So, may I invite the baptism candidates to kneel? candidates please stand?
Creator Spirit, strengthen Chris, Mike, Karen, Christine, Celeste, and Roger with your gifts of grace to love and serve as servants of Christ, to share in his royal ministry, his priestly ministry, and his prophetic ministry.
I present to you, the congregation, Chris, Mike, Karen, Christine, Celeste, and Roger, servants of the servant God. May they reflect the glory and image of God.
Our hands are the hands of Christ to shape the reign of God. Our hearts are the heart of Christ that will dream the reign of God. Our mouths are the mouth of Christ that will speak of the reign of God. And our legs are the legs of Christ that carries the news of the reign of God. Amen.
You may return to your seats.
And today, on this very special occasion, we want to also welcome our new members in our midst. As we grow together as a family, we want to recognize officially those who have decided to say, yes, I want to be part of this community. So can I just invite James to come and share? And then after this, there'll be a short video by Michael and Melvin, who is in the UK, but also our new members. And they'll be sharing a little bit about why they decided to join as well. So let's welcome James. Come, James.
Thank you, Pastor Pauline. Hi, everyone. My name is James, and I'm so proud to be a new member of FCC today. So for the past 20 years, I have been a wandering pew warmer. So I would go to churches, both big and small, the huge mega churches, the small community churches, even Chinese services. There is safety in anonymity, all right? I can just go there. I don't have to talk to anyone. I'll sit down, pray, worship, and then I'll go home, right? And I've done that for 20 years, right? So by right, it should be fine, right? But no, I mean, something was missing, right? Something was missing, definitely. So October 2018, I was working in Hong Kong, right? I was in a bar at Lang Kwai Fong. I met a friend's friend who was from Singapore. So he's from FCC. His name is Wilson. You might or may or may not know him. He's not here today because of limited seating. Like all people who are, in bars at Lang Kwai Fong, we talked, and we talked about God. We talked about how God has impacted our lives. So I was alone in a foreign land, and I felt God's blessing and providence very, clearly through the lives of my sort of spiritual family in Hong Kong. There's my cell group, right? And Wilson shared with me, FCC had cell groups as well, and, it's a place, it's a safe haven where, people of all gender identities, races, and whoever they love can come here to worship in spirit and in peace. So I was very impressed. I was like, okay, yeah. So fast forward 1 year, October 2019, I came back to Singapore amidst the turmoil in Hong Kong, and on my first and I told Wilson, hey, I'm back. I'm coming to church with you, right? And the first thing that the welcome team said to me when I arrived was, welcome home. And I was like, oh, how did you know? But after a while, then I realized, oh, okay, it was a standard greeting. But I was indeed home, right, after many years away from Singapore. And having someone say, welcome home, was just immensely, it has a double meaning to me. So in this home, right, I found a cell group. Okay, many of them are here with us today. So thank you, Kovadi, for, being here. So I found ways that I could, contribute back via the Dirty Hands Ministry and as well as, through my cell group in church, right? So now, 2020 October, I stand here, proud to say that I am part of this church, and I would love to see where the new years lead us. Thank you.
Good morning and greetings from London.
Hi, I'm Melvin.
And I'm Michael.
Hi, I'm originally from Singapore, but I've been working in London for the past 20 years. And I come back to Singapore twice a year. So we have been together for 18 years. And about more than 12 years ago, we've started going to church. So in London, we go to a church and our friends in church know that we're together. And we've been part of two home groups now who have been very accepting of who we are. But when we come back to Singapore, we don't feel comfortable going to church, traditional churches together and being out as a couple. So about two or three years ago, we started looking for somewhere to go to where we can feel safe to worship together. And we found out about FCC through Pink Dot. And so we decided to give it a go.
Yes, and from the very first Sunday that we came, we really did feel at home. We received such a warm and open welcome. We were made to feel part of the church from that very first Sunday. And we've made lots of friends on our many visits there. And we join you regularly for the midweek prayer meeting and for the Sunday service. I'm sorry, not live. That would mean waking up in the middle of the night. But we do listen to the recordings, either through the audio or the visual recording. So we're grateful to be part of this church.
And I also wanted to add that the moment that we stepped into church, listening to the sermon, it really moved us. And I could just sense the Holy Spirit moving in the church. And the first time we went, we were quite emotional, weren't we? Yes.
We were very emotional. So we wish you, all of our family in Singapore and at FCC, a very happy anniversary. And we can't wait to be back with you as soon as travel restrictions are lifted and we can fly out again. So have a great day and a great celebration.
Well, take care. Lots of love from London.
Bye.
Bye.
So sometimes we take things for granted, even after we overcome the obstacles. And sometimes we think the obstacles are insurmountable. And the obstacles could be other people, people who think that we are unworthy. And sometimes we can be the obstacles ourselves, thinking we are unworthy. But lessons from all the encounters, our personal ones and those in the Bible and the few that we explored in the past sermon series showed something different. Not being a Jew wasn't an obstacle for Cornelius and his household. Peter witnessed the Holy Spirit filling them, and they spoke in tongues even before they were baptized. Being gender non-conforming wasn't an obstacle for the Ethiopian eunuch, even though in Deuteronomy, chapter 23, verse 1 says otherwise. Jesus invites us to be part of this kingdom, a kingdom where all are welcome, all are beloved, all are worthy, and all are invited. Lives are transformed and empowered, and the fruits of God's gentle justice bloom throughout all of creation. And this, I believe, one of my favorite verses from Paul. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will separate us from the love of God that's in Christ our Lord.
And so today, we want to welcome our new members, remembering this love that never separates us from God. And together with our older members, our regular members, we want to reaffirm our commitment to God and to one another. So we have some new friends who are making a decision today to join with this body of Christ as a member. Can I invite you to stand? And will you all please welcome them? So we have Christine, Karen, James, Randy, Dawn, Maisie, Michael Melvin, who's in the UK, and Chris. Okay, just remain standing, okay? And then later I'll invite the rest.
In addition to introducing you and welcome you, each one of you as a member of FCC, I would like to also invite all members of FCC present to stand and join our hearts together to respond to these questions. And if you are visiting us or not yet ready to become a member of FCC, please allow us this time, and as we will go through this together, that you too will consider what it means to be part of the body of Christ. And for those of you who are connecting to this online, please join us, who are members as well, please join us in this liturgy of belonging.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So you'll see at the part at the bottom for the response for new FCC members, right? But for those of you who are existing FCC members who would like to reaffirm that same commitment, I'd like to invite you to join in, okay? Dear friends, is it your wish to make this community of faith, FCC, your church family, and a people with whom you will share your journey of faith? Is this a place, and are these the people with whom you will seek to make sense of the issues of your life, your dreams, your faith, who you are, what you are to do, and who God calls you to be?
Yes, that is my wish.
Is it your wish to make this place where you continue your journey into greater health and wholeness, where you listen to the story of God's salvation and the good news of Jesus Christ, allowing Jesus to be an example and teacher to you, where you are called to a life of love, compassion, and ministry and justice, and where you are fed at the table of new life?
Yes, that is my wish.
Will you commit yourself to seek and serve Christ in unity with this community of faith?
I will, with God's help.
Will you pledge your spiritual, social, financial support to this community of faith?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, who are members of FCC, who are witnessing these promises, share the joys and sorrows, and do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will, with God's help.
Will you welcome these new members into our family, embrace their gifts, their needs, and their dreams? Will you recognize their presence and participation will change the shape of the body and help it grow in new ways? Will you support them in their journeys and assist them in their ministries?
We will, with God's help.
All together now, let us pray.
Loving God, send your Holy Spirit to be among us, knitting us one to another. Help us to grow with each other, to love each other, to support each other, that by sharing lives in this community, we may come to know and serve you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you. Please be seated.
So, to the new members of FCC, as executive pastors of FCC, we would like to welcome you to this family. So, as our tradition, we always, after baptism, right, we always invite our new baptism candidates to preside over the communion. Because here at FCC, we believe we are all equal. First, realize everyone's equal. We are all guests at the table. We are just helping out serve because the host is Christ. So I would like to invite James and Christine to come. And I'll need you to put on gloves. Yes, a lot of these safe distancing measures. And then they will lead us through Holy Communion. And they will help distribute the elements to you. They will come to you with the communion elements.
Come to the table. not because you must, but because you may. Come to the table, not because you are strong, but because you understand something of your own weakness.
Come to the table, not because you feel worthy, but because you have a sense of your own unworthiness. Come to the table humbly, not because you have earned a place here, but because you need mercy and help.
Come not because you love God a lot, but because you love God a little and want to learn to love God more.
As we gather around the table, we remember Jesus' last meal with his friends. On the night that Jesus was handed over, he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Here at FCC, we celebrate an open table. This means you do not have to meet any criteria. You do not have to be a member of FCC. You do not have to be baptized. You only need to recognize that God's grace is sufficient.
The stewards will distribute the elements. Please hold on to the elements as we will partake them together when all have received them.
So they will be handing out the communion elements to you, so don't reach out and take. That's our usual practice because of safe distancing measures. Thank you. And don't pass down also. I know we all want to help, but these are the restrictions and requirements. We will partake of the elements together, so you might want to open it first and get ready. It's not easy to open. And those of you joining us at home, I hope that you have your elements ready as well. So we will join in this moment together, transcending space and time in some ways. Thank you, James. We pass some to the team in the hive. Let us partake of this as one body. May I invite everyone to stand and join in this prayer? And James and Christine will lead us through this.
God, we give thanks for this meal, recognizing your love for us. We pray that your grace would empower us to do justice, to offer mercy, and to do so with humility. You have given us your Son as an example, and your Holy Spirit as an advocate. Give us the courage to do your work in the world. Amen. Please be seated.
It's still morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome home once again to FCC, where it means Free Community Church. And for those visiting us for the first time or new with us, Free stands for First Realize Everyone's Equal. And you're welcome home to God's place, regardless of where you're coming from, your orientation, your economic status, whoever you are. Once you enter a door, realize that, do know that you are beloved by God. Okay? And so to our old friends, very happy to see all of you back at home. It's wonderful. I see many familiar faces, even underneath the mask. Okay? So Chinese, they say, you burn to ashes, I still can see you lah. Before I start the announcement proper, today is a special, special occasion. 17 years indeed of serving the community, of being opening up a home for the marginalized, for the outcasts, to know that they, to proclaim and witness to God's love. And so, in the month of October, do anyone know what the month of October in a Christian tradition, or at least contemporary Christian tradition, stands for? Is what do we celebrate? Not Halloween, a different occasion. It's actually, anyone? Word of Jesus. Oh. It's actually Pastor Appreciation Month. And today, it's a month, you know, you can actually show appreciation to your mentors, to your teachers, your spiritual mentors, or your cell group leaders. And today is actually Pastor Appreciation Sunday also. So it's actually a special segment that we have prepared for the pastors. And we have a short segment, a short video to be played in your appreciation, and some words that our congregation want to thank the pastor for, the pastors for. Can I have the slides? Thank you.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Amen.
generations, and your family, and your children, and your children, and your children. May His favor be upon you, and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and your children, and your children. May His presence come before you, and His brand you, and beside you, all around you, and within you. God is with you, God is with you, in the morning, in the evening, and you're coming, and you're going, and you're weeping and rejoicing. God is for you, 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 God is for you. You can sing. Amen.
Behind everything else, right? And I think God sees your heart, you know, and I see your heart. So thank you. Right, thank you for appreciating us.
Really surprised all of us. The both of us.
Now, all right, I'd like to invite Gary also to stay in front. I'd like to invite every one of us, right? It's not easy to be a leader of a church or be a pastor or shepherd. So I invite all of us to pray for our pastors and our leaders, right? To lift them up onto God and to pray for another refresh or continued outpouring of the anointing upon them. So for those who are willing and able, you may raise your hands towards our pastors and our leaders, all right? I always believe that the outward sign of is a sign to the inward grace. So let us pray and lift them up into the hands of the Lord. Loving and everlasting God, you are a giver of good and perfect gifts. You are the light to the nations. You are our salvation. And we thank you for giving us our pastors and our leaders in this community. We lift them up
into your hands. We pray that you continue to pour down your continued dew of grace. Pour upon them the anointing, patience, wisdom, vision, and strength. Lord, help us as a church under the leading of our leaders, our pastors, fulfill and live out in abundance the mission, the life that you have called us to. And that for every single ministry leader, every member of the congregation, also to receive and be convicted in the vocation that you call each of us to live out our life in abundance, in and through Christ, Jesus our Lord. And all of God's people say, Amen. Thank you. All right, so now then is the announcement proper. So I've not introduced myself. My name is Jimmy, and I'm a service leader for today. And to those, as I said earlier, new to us or fairly new to us, if you are new to our church, you can please help us to know you better by going to the link, aka.ms/FCCWelcome, or you can just email to us, all right, to introduce yourself. It's help us to know you better, to serve you better. At the end of every month, we actually have a newcomers meeting. In the past few many months, right, we have been holding it digitally. I'm not sure whether we'll be having a physical meetup. We don't know yet, okay? However, to be kiasu Singaporean, right, even not Singaporean, it's fine. It's, you know, do as the Romans do, right? Be more kiasu. Then you can just sign up and then you'll be included in our newcomers meeting, all right? For the next announcement, these are our regular programs. Many of us, maybe the economic impact of COVID-19, right, has on yourself or loved one or friends you know, and you'd like to receive pastoral support, please reach out to us, our pastors, at info@freecomchurch.org, all right? And for today, there's something a little special because most of us, I see that are very active members, all try to come back, sign up, and actually we are over signed up. So we are expecting that maybe it's best to combine for today's our live prayer room and live discussion room, because usually we will have actually a digital rooms open up for people to join for discussion, for prayer. But today we're combining them both into one room. All right? So you can go to either one of the link, aka.ms/FCCLiveprayer and aka.ms/FCCLiveDiscussion, and both will bring you to the same Microsoft Teams room for our post-service activities. Up next will be the usual weekly prayer meeting. It's for us, you know, throughout the whole week. Sometimes you need to stop the car somewhere, you know, pump up your spiritual energies and be reminded to live out a spiritual life that Christ has called us to. And a spiritual life is a prayerful life. So we invite all of you to actively try and join our bit.ly/FCCPrayerMeeting2020. And this prayer meeting will be conducted over Zoom for 30 minutes, for about 30 minutes, starting at 8 p.m. every Wednesday. Next. All right. So there's a lot of announcement, a lot of like governments rolling out different measures, and sometimes there's new circular policies coming up. And that causes, you know, week-to-week changes to sometimes the arrangement of coming back to church or even activities in the church. So we'd like to encourage everyone to sign up, if you have not, sign up for our WhatsApp broadcast list by adding this number, 9366-3818, into your phone and send your name to this number. And then our administrator will actually register your name into this church phone, right? So the broadcast message will go out weekly or sometime by two times a week if there's more announcement. To all our members who have, or all the congregation members that subscribe to the broadcast list. Next, so we have just moved back, right? This is like almost like officially everybody get back to church on site. So we'd like to hear your feedback, which is very important to us to continue to do better. So the feedback can be for, you know, if you're watching digitally from YouTube or Microsoft Teams, or you're on site here with us. Give us your feedback. You know, it can be compliment if you are doing something well, to keep it so that we don't drop it off, right? You want us to continue doing it for the subsequent service. Let us know. If you see that, hey, there are gaps that we can actually improve on, let us know too, okay? So you can go to aka.ms/FCC live feedback to give us your feedback. And the service and production team meet up digitally every Monday to discuss on, we do a post-action review, a post-service review to better our service. So moving on to the next segment where we worship God as a community through our giving and offering to God. So now you can actually give through your credit card by going to freecomchurch.give.asia, and this will go to give.asia, whereby you can actually indicate a one-time offering or a monthly recurring offering or tithing by giving through your credit card. And in the next slide, you can actually see that here are some instructions. You can leave the donation amount that goes to FCC. It goes to the general fund. When you give to give.asia, it goes to the general fund. And then the other segment, right, take note, it actually goes to give.asia. So that is not a mandatory item. And please give us your name and email address so that it's for proper auditing and accounting, so that we can actually send you a receipt. Lastly will be the privacy setting. If you don't want your name to be made public, saying that, oh, you give to FCC, then you can actually set that to a private. So next slide. Some of you might not be giving us through your credit card and you're just using PayNow, because everybody scans using QR code now. So you can actually now whip out your phone or post service if you want to go to, there's actually a TV there. So for those that are too far away, you also can scan from a TV. Or you can just visit our YouTube video that is post live. All right. So we have two accounts for the church. One will be the general fund that goes to the year-to-year operational and the budgeting that we have set up for the church. The other goes to the building fund, where it goes to the monthly payment of the mortgage of the church. Even while at COVID-19, while we are operating from digitally, we still continue to pay for the premise location of One Commonwealth. So I encourage all of us to give to the mission of the church, because other than our pastors and Daniel, the rest, the church really runs, and it's the lifeblood, are the volunteers, every one of us, that make God's calling for this church, Free Community Church, the voice in the wilderness for the marginalized, to be a reality in Singapore. And so I invite all of us to take some time to scan. And if you are giving via cash, very traditional, it's good. Not good lah. However, there will be a procedure, right, whereby our safe distancing officers will be going down with the offering bag, and all you have to do is to raise up your hand, and our safe distancing officer will come to you with the offering bag to drop your offering. I have the safe distancing officers who usually in the past are called the welcome team. So now we have converted them. Government say you must upskill. So if there's any one of us who wishes to give by cash, you may actually raise up your hand, or you are giving check, you may raise up your hand. And our safe distancing officer will come to you. I see a hand over there. So we're collecting the rest of the offering, to the cash offering, to come back. All right, just to share that, you know, our offering, our tithing, right, is a spiritual practice. God is a absolutely otherness God. To think of us when He came to the world for us, lived for us, healed us, and died for us. And we are called to emulate God's giving nature. And giving is a spiritual practice that all of us can practice in the big and small. Even in small ways. So, may I invite all of us to join me in a prayer of thanksgiving for these offerings. God, life giver, a tender and loving parent, all the good things that we have in life, the blessings that we receive, are from you. Now, with these blessings that we have, we offer it to you. Help us, Lord, to make use of these offerings, that we may be co-workers with you in the kingdom of God, to do your work, to realize justice and mercy, to work together with one heart, to give with one heart, joyous heart, to work for a better humanity, and the salvation of the world, to reconcile it to you. So we thank you, God, our mediator, our teacher, and our friend. Thank you for the blessings that we have, continue to have in our life, through the most holy name of Jesus. Amen. For the next segment, we actually have a video from June of Tea Project. Oh, so that segment didn't come in time. So however, we will actually move to the next part, where will be the closing song. So let us join our hearts and our humming together, the last song, to honor and worship God as one people.
You deserve everything we could ever give back to you. During this time, we are ever grateful and thankful to you for all that you have done for us, for all that you have given us, and who you are to us. We thank you, God, always, for keeping your promises, for loving us and keeping us safe, and giving us everything we would ever need. All we need to do is just to call upon your name, and we give you thanks now and always.
And now, let the weak say, I am
Invite you to stand to receive the benediction. Dear beloved, remember this always. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Peace, not as the world gives. But my peace I give to you. Let your hearts not be troubled and do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, for God will be with you. And even if it is the sea in front of you and Pharaoh's armies behind you, God will make a way out of no way. So go out and be of faith, and may you bring the kingdom of God, where all are beloved, all are invited, all are equal. Bring this kingdom into the world. Go in peace and go in love always. Amen."
And beloved siblings and friends, please remain seated for your safety and your well-being. So we will be moving out of the church in batches, all right, and the safe distancing officers will be ushering us out row by row. Please take cue from the safe distancing officer and exit from the back of the door. If you have your communion cups with you earlier, as you are leaving the church, you may drop them into the trash bin at the back of by the door.